This robot voice could only mean one thing. You're listening to Victory in Europe Radio with your hosts Moondog and Red Falcon.
Howdy everyone, welcome to another delightful podcast here this Sunday afternoon. We've got a few special guests and some interesting interviews, along with some random topics we just picked out of a hat about 5 seconds before the show. And so now to start it off, Moondog has an exciting interview with One Man Salient, who graciously stops midway cutting his grass to join us.
Yes, hello folks. This clan spotlight, we heard from HBMS last time. Next up on the list, clan spotlight, is QOR, my own clan, and QOR stands for Queen's Own Rifles, before anyone gets smart. So, we have One Man Salient with us, newer to BFE, VIE, whatever you want to call it. He's been with us for some time, made a lot of friends here, and we have him in the Budweiser hot seat, if that's not trademarked. So, One Man, tell us about the QOR. I know all about it, but these guys probably don't. So, let's get started. Where's the server? Where's the pub server? Where's the match server? Where's all that good stuff?
All right, well, we have a pub server residing in the lovely state of Virginia, and a match server up in the lovely Chicago. We enjoy playing on those servers very much. That's the location, and that's the answer to the question, which I now have finished giving.
Fantastic. How about the roster? Where do we stand right now in terms of members?
Well, we've got about 35 to 40 members, depending on the how we've got, I think, 32 full-time members and about 6 recruits in the queue who will be coming in shortly as soon as General Late Night gives them the tip of the hat.
So I know we've been trying to recruit them over at VIE. Well, we haven't been that successful because they really don't want to play any other games except for Battlefield 2. But besides you and I, how many people are we going to get at VIE in the near future?
You know what, I would think we probably got another couple, 2-3 coming in for VIE. I think it's a matter of people's schedules, and you know, we play pretty much every night on the server. The server's running every night during the week, so you know, we'll keep trying to explain it to people. When someone first hears that 10-hour match, it throws them off a bit, so we'll work it over. We'll have a good representation from the core, I'm sure.
So I know it's a little bit of a restrictive clan. So what are the specifications of each member? What do you have to be? Where do you have to be from to get in the QOR?
Well, we are we have no geographic restrictions. Although that said, our clan is made up of most of the sort of half and half Canadians and Americans, and we go right from sea to shining sea. And I think that we're probably one of the best representations of the true brotherhood between Canadians and Americans.
Oh, good to hear. This question I don't even know the answer to, but when did QOR actually start?
QOR started in December of 2005, when Late Night, who is quite a prolific webmaster / put together everything you can imagine kind of guy. So he put together a really nice site, and we started recruiting from there, and he runs a pretty tight little ship with respect to the servers always running nicely, stats on, and all the rest of that. And that, you know, we started to build up from there. We got there's a member in our clan named Brittany's Rack. He seemed to bring together a whole core of people. Oh, there's that term again. Guys from Texas and Virginia and Washington, D.C. So that sort of was our next big step up. And then, you know, when the we seemed to have a really big push when Valve did that free weekend. We would really like to see Valve do something that would be good, because as you mentioned before, there's a lot of other games that compete for people's time in this thing. But that's the long and short of it. And the only thing that keeps me talking here is that I know that Moondog's a supremely fine editor.
So what kind of leagues are we looking at for the QOR? I know we're not as active as some other clans. Some other clans play in multiple leagues, but what's our current status on active leagues playing in DoD Source?
Well, we started out playing in a whole bunch of leagues and then found that was kind of keeping things, watering things down a little bit too much. So we ended up boiling it down to Stronger Than All League, which is a nice league in the 82nd, and Hooters are in that, and I imagine there's quite a few people from the VIE that are playing in clans from that tournament. It's a nice tournament. They've got a nice little piece of software there that keeps track of operations and score submissions and all the rest of that. And that's our primary league right now. We hope to at least repeat as finalists in that league this returning segment. No, I was going to say, however, you know, as we get the as we have more people come into the clan, we will be looking to join up in other leagues. You know, we're always looking for a good league. Hey, you know, we're always looking for a good league. I don't know what that accent was, but it was something.
So, and just so we can shut Ozra up for right now, tell us that none of our servers anywhere are hosted by MyIS.
There is no MyIS. I don't even know who those guys are, quite frankly. I mean, I just, I joined in the last tournament of that other league tournament that's now gone. I don't really like to say it, but I should think that perhaps that would be all, and you can edit. Maybe we could do a thing where you take one word out of each sentence and create a brand new sentence for me, Moondog.
I don't know, maybe I can do that. I'm not that good, though. So, finally, one man, give us a link. Give us a link to a site. If anyone wants to drop on by, say hello, you'd be more than welcome to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We come by, it's QORclan.com, QORclan.com, and come and join in and sign up on the forums, and you can then participate in the witty banter that goes on in our forums every day.
And if you do play on the server, don't take my points away.
Yes, Moondog and his server points are quite legendary.
All right, thank you, one man, for joining us for this week's Clan Spotlight. Hope to see you on the battlefield. You've been a great NCO, and I hope you're another great NCO again for the Axis. So thanks for dropping by.
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot for the spotlight.
You're quite welcome. Now, Red Falcon, back to you, buddy.
We happen to have a few people from the metal department of this magical tournament, and for those of us special enough, I guess, to see some of the inner workings of the tournament, it seems like a little bit of a rift going on between, we've always had the old Wolverine pixelated medals, which I think are pretty awesome, and then Brank has put in a lot of long hours making some newer ones for us, so I'd like to have your input on that.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask Lone Wolf what his plans were for the complete system overhaul, but apparently he's not here. But as far as I'm concerned, changing the system doesn't necessarily mean changing the picture. So if you want to change criteria for handing out stat medals or make sure some medals are not handed out as frequent as they were before, change the rules for that, but don't change the pictures. I mean, the pictures we have from Wolverine are just fine, and they look great at it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm actually the stats guy for the Axis, and I love those pixelated ones. I don't have a problem at all with changing the actual way that they're distributed or, you know, what you have to do for a medal, but you can tell that these pixelated art projects took so long to complete every last one of them, and just to, you know, have some, you know, regular picture of a medal, that kind of defeats the whole purpose of the our uniqueness and our creativity, because some of these things that these guys are cranking out are fantastic. I couldn't even believe some of the stuff that was, you know, that was coming out of, like, Frank Leone. I didn't even think he could do anything like that. I've never seen him do anything like that, but he's coming out with some really good stuff, and I've been impressed. So I think we should use the old medals, but if we want to bring in a new system, I think that's cool. But I'm leaning towards the old medals myself.
And I see a little bit of talk about this medal chest idea. Could you give some insight on what that's all about?
Maybe we get on Noble's stat system that he makes a pick in the back, and all the medals who people get are shown at the medal chest.
So each person would have their own personal medal chest, and program would just automatically give medals to people and fill them in?
Yep, that way it should work, if Noble get it.
Oh, that's so cool.
A lot of people like to show off their medals, well, actually just a few people like to show off their medals and their SIGs and things, so how would the medal chest affect this?
I'm not sure if it works also in the forums, but the people can take the medal chest and make it their own into a signature.
Yeah, if we have people that are working with Photoshop, I can all save all the channel settings I use for one of these metal chests I made, and I could easily distribute them to everybody, and everyone can custom make their own metal chests with the same look and same coloring and effects. So that can easily be done. The latest edition that I whooped up today is pretty much showing off on my part, but this is something we can work on.
Alright, excellent, excellent.
Hey guys, it's Shafter. What's cooking?
So we were just assembled in here, and we were about to talk about your little spontaneous scrims that you've been throwing, Shafter, and how spontaneously fun they can be.
We haven't had another rocket one lately, though. We need to have another, you know, 5-on-5 rockets. That is the blast.
Literally?
Literally.
Maybe you can how give us, people... like, a day of advance notice before these little things.
I always check the form. It's like, wow, guys, that was a great scrim. I'm like, what?
Well, the one yesterday actually didn't start out that. I mean, we were just doing that. We were running through a couple of maps on the Allied side, and then we saw some of the other guys hanging around, so we decided to, you know, to open it up. So that was really just a real last-minute thing.
Well, I can remember people talking about a scrim the day before, and when someone else of the Allies brought up the idea of a practice. And there was also talk on a scrim, so that's why I showed up.
I think there's an official scrim on Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a full-blown 10-hour one, if I remember correctly.
With no rewards for winning, so here's everyone's chance to not show up. Even though I will.
So you're the only TA here, so... Well, we've seen the forums at the Axis are down on numbers, so how do you plan to rectify this, if at all?
We are not that much down at the moment. I think we're just 5 to 8 people down.
Well, I say give us bullet and let that be the end of it.
Yeah. You get
no, hold on a second.
That's enough.
No!
Do you have enough people left that said they would go random but still didn't register, so you can still clean up this difference?
Yeah, I think that will help. And also the TAs can play on both sides, so they will play on the side which side has less people.
Okay.
Well, and really, the overall numbers don't mean anything. It's who's going to show up. I mean, allies could end up with more overall players, but if there's only six guys showing up all the time.
You have the Rangers. They'll all show up en masse.
Yeah, but, you know, it concerns me a little bit, because with it all being Euro-based, I'm more concerned for the later hours of the battle.
Father, I've got one more quick question for you. When's the campaign supposed to start? First of all,
on Wednesday will be the first scrim, and then Saturday the first battle of the campaign will be played.
So does it seem like we have everything together? Is everything all set up to go, or do you have a few kinks to still work out?
The servers are working, and that's the most important.
Alright.
We have the pixel and so on also nearly done. I don't know how much Noble has to do with his stats.
Do we have a map pool already, or a list of maps that we are actually going to be playing? Because there's a shitload of maps being made, but very few are quality.
It should be done by tomorrow.
Okay.
The map committee is working on it.
Did anyone go to that Vi movie thing?
Yeah, we were. It was awesome.
What kind of stuff did you guys do?
Well, we ran on Harvest from both Allied and Axis spawn. We did a run. We have one in the Spectator using the QOR clan server. And there's one guy in Spec that recorded the whole thing. We just ran from the spawn in formation. That was really tricky to get some of them in formation, especially Moondark. And then we did some fake shooting over the tank, that's the middle flag. We took some shots, and if all goes well, Chris will be adding them this week and see what he can turn on. He's cooking.
Yeah, I'm planning to have it all edited by the end of this week, hopefully. That's my target.
Hey, so Chris, are you gonna leave in where the pubber came in and asked us to even up the teams?
yeah, I will do. I haven't actually looked at all the demos yet. There's quite a few. Well, there's quite a bit to look at. So I'll edit it hopefully sometime this week. And yeah, I'll probably leave it in if it's funner.
So is this a serious video? Because I know there was some talk about making like a comedy video.
I'm going to add, hopefully, some comedy, but only I'll find funner, but it's supposed to be funner.
So with the rest of it, well, what do you intend to use this video for?
Its main aim was to advertise the tournament.
So where do you intend on showing it? Where do you intend on displaying it?
The main idea was the Steam forums, or any forums where we're advertising to entice the players, because it'll just make us look that bit better.
How has our advertising been going so far?
Well, we've been mentioned on a few forums. That's all I know, actually.
Have we gained any players from our numerous posts?
Yeah, we probably have. I don't know.
That's always good. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't.
Well, we made an attempt, and that's all that matters.
Do you have any news about the development of our website? I know James was working on that, but I haven't seen him around lately, so what's going on there?
I personally don't know anything. I never see him anywhere, so.
So there's no one here.
Me. Why am I the only person speaking?
What do we keep you around for?
why am I the... Come on, there's loads of people here. Start speaking, all of you.
Not particularly at the same time, but I'm not sure if anyone is updated on the website. The design was there a few weeks ago already. It looked pretty awesome. So from that, it's just coding and getting the stuff in there. We have a registration system, so if he throws that in there, it should be set. I'm not sure how long that will take.
James has also something else to do, so he has not that much time for us.
So I saw someone put together an image database for us. Who made that, and what is it for exactly? How will it be used?
I believe Noble put it all together, and it's a nice layout. And I believe it's from SourceForge, so it's a nice open source system for it to share images. Anyone part of the graphics team or advertising team can log in. The info is in the forums, and you can Noble will activate your account. You can actually put up some pictures there in some albums. We have a whole bunch of Wolverine's work on there already with the campaign ribbons and avatars on there. I personally opened up a section for some banners we can actually start be using in the near future. As try to have a selection up there and the people can use to put up anywhere. Absolutely no copyright on that, so throw them up anywhere as soon as we have a advertising team that's really actively going to approach third parties. We can actually use some of that material.
Those banners look really nice, by the way.
Thank you.
A little bit, they look kind of small, though. Is that like, what do you think about the size?
Yeah, that's actually the old Photoshop I've been using for some time, it was 7.0, and that actually had a default banner preset that was set at 468 times 60 pixels. So I reckon that was a default size for banners, so I really stick to that. And unfortunately, the newer versions of Photoshop don't feature such a preset, so I'm not really sure, but I just stick to that. I can resize any time, of course, but this is what I go with for now. And if I have to resize, it will be tricky, but as soon as I have the design there, resizing is moderately easy.
You guys seem to be getting a lot of work done in the graphics forum. What all have you accomplished so far?
Well, so far we have a whole bunch of ribbons for campaigns. And so far we have a nice set of campaign awards by Mo. The long service awards, yes, that's what I've been talking about. I've been mixing up all the names, but these are looking pretty awesome. We're still looking for a campaign manager avatar for Moose that's in the workings. And yeah, of course, there's the debate on the stat awards. We have a nice selection of Wolverine's pictures, but also Bronkowker's working on a vast set of medals there. So there's a lot of work to be done, but as far as the graph is concerned, we have ribbons done, we have the ranks done, and we have a selection of long service awards. And now, since a few days, some banners there to go with it. We're really waiting for a signal from the staff to see what's really important, because, yeah, I mean, these medals are, of course, important, but we really want to get this tournament going, so I think we should, the main focus should be on advertising, get some material to advertise, get out there, and then show them what we're about.
Well, we certainly appreciate all the work you've put into it. It seems like a lot of long, hard hours have gone in there. It seems like you've lost a little bit of sleep, but the quality of work you've put out has been real high caliber.
Well, thanks. I think I speak for the majority of the graphics team that we all do this with great fun and enthusiasm. So it's fun to do at one point, and if it's received well and people can actually use it, it's double the fun, really.
All right, so since we've been assigned this Oslo Special VIE podcast admin, which is Ewok, he laid out some groundwork for this show that he'd like us to do. But unfortunately, or fortunately, depending upon how you're looking at it, Ewok is not here today. Here's some of the questions that he had for us to ask you. What will the first campaign of VIE be like? On a scale of 8 to 10, what do you guys think?
It'll be fun-tacular.
Okay, so we're not doing discussions about maps, ranks, rules, etc., etc. Not to forget that we certainly have a bunch of questions to be answered by the management. Yes, whatever management that is here, which is Ozra, and he answered everything. So, we're not doing anything that Ewok said. Thank you for all your help, Ewok. So, Mofo, tell us about your adventures across the street.
I knew it was going to come to this.
Why wouldn't it come to this? We all know what you do over there.
No, that's definitely Noble Clem. See, you get us too confused an awful lot. But Noble Clem's the one that frequents the place across the street.
Well, you live in the same house. We just naturally get you two mixed up.
Oh, you know, he
don't
is a freeloader.
Don't they sleep in the same bed?
No, I sleep on the couch.
Yeah, no,
but regardless of that, I actually do have some news about the place across the street. The cops were outside last night. They actually dragged a guy out of the place, cuffed, kicking, and screaming. It's quite weird, actually.
Well, that does happen on the nights at Noble Clem Dance.
I don't want to know about the Noble Clem dance. I try not to think about it.
You try, but you fail. You wake up screaming at night.
I do. Especially since he always says he thinks of Atrix while he's doing it. That really throws me off.
A little jealous, Mofo, are we?
Just a little. Not really.
You heard it here first, folks. Noble Clem's cheating on Mofo with Atrix.
you hear it first at the podcast, yes, sir.
Alright, seriously though, Mofo, why don't you tell us about your adventures over at Red Orchestra?
Well, we just had a battle yesterday. I stayed there for all 8 hours. I'm playing on the Russian side. Ironically enough, considering most of you guys well know that I am pretty much Axis for life. But, yeah, that was a whole big mess over there. You know, they accused me of swearing, and it was just a mess. They accused me of deleting posts, you know, just general horse shit. Oh, wait. Am I allowed to say shit on this show?
Yes, this isn't my IS.
Okay, great. Shit. So yeah, I mean, what happened was, you guys will like this story. The whole reason why I'm Russian now. They had Google Ads posted, and they had a post on the forums telling people to click on these ads. Now, if you look at the Google Terms of Service, it's against their Terms of Service. You can't do that. So I called them on it, and they banned me for it. So, and then my general decides to demote me because I was mean to the admin. So, yeah. So I switched sides.
Who demoted you in the first place?
This same general, who's a drunk.
Ah, that explains it.
Yes.
Because no rational thinking person would make Mofo a CEO.
Indeed. So what have you learned from this? Power and privileges.
Well, Red, you know, if you want to put it that way, look what you're calling yourself. Because you did make me a colonel once.
Well, that's true. That was just a throw off of the enemy, though.
It did work pretty well.
Yeah, we destroyed Big Original Wolfie. That was after we switched back.
Hey now. We haven't finished with Wolfie yet. There's another Big Red one that we must face.
The son of Wolfie.
Oh god.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? Like, Metal Man X becomes the new general and becomes head of, like, the Big Red 2 or something.
I don't think I'd be able to handle it. Hey, I remember Metal Man X thought he was a better spader knifer than I was. So we got on, what was that map? I think it was Defiza. And we're in the middle of Defiza there. And, yeah, I think we went, like, about 10 rounds, and I beat him, like, 8-2. And he always kept saying, "One more, come on, come on!" Oh, man. I think he was 13 then.
And I just thought of more Axis propaganda.
Excellent.
Everyone needs more Axis propaganda. We have our own thread in the forums. Don't you feel jealous?
Yeah, thanks. I mean, Shaft is stealing our ideas.
Poor Shaft.
All right, thanks for joining us on another exciting and nonsensical podcast here on TeamSpeak. I'd like to welcome you to the next one, whenever that may be. This is Red Falcon and Moondog signing off.
Good night.
Okay, Ozzer.
DJ Ozzer, drop us some beats. Yo, yo.
Es ist so schön, Soldat zu sein. Rosemarie, nicht jeder Tag bringt Sonnenschein. Rosemarie, doch du bist mein Talisman. Rosemarie, du gehst in allem mir voran. Rosemarie. Something like that. See you. And make more fun about Ewok. I like it.
We will.
Well, that's because we all think alike, you know? We sit there and we wait.
I don't think like you, Mofo.
Yes, you do. Don't deny it. I've seen you on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Because we all know those famous rules everyone's talking about.
I don't want to know about the maps or the rules. I don't care. These are crap topics.
Yeah, we're more interested with who's sleeping with who, you know?
Well, there's only one story action there, and it's you and Mofo. You and Noble Clem. Damn it!
Yeah,
I'm going to
get
you.
It's me and Mofo.
Well, I think I can answer your question. The rules for this campaign have been set up now. I think that it's very interesting how these will develop, because they're basically a very pacifistic route. And, for this campaign, I hope that they will work out for us. Yes, I really hope so. Thank you.
I can't wait!
I just gotta read between the lines when ask your evil posts. Take some time, read it again.
There's more sense between the lines than there is no more.
How
this
long?
This is long! This doesn't make any sense at all! This is just a bunch of words.
It probably makes more sense than the emails I keep getting that are really random words. Saddle room, parrot build, lightning tooth, turtle peg, time lock, hair centered, world power, gross bodied, oyster rake, placita coronia, blank minded cargo liner, moisture equivalent, ill breathed sickle feather, satin sheathing, deep drawing, all praiseworthy, tallywalk, caveman hard surfaced, faculty advisor, quasi-collector, cupola charger.
Yeah, continue with the Yupang Ginseng family Tempest Flower.
Yupang Ginseng family Tempest Flung, round-lobed, canary bellflower, re-desert, pre-earthquake, big leaf, laurel field driver, champlain, e-pooch, pallet eye, tendicious arch, high-set venom, sputtering, transmerse, clear-featured, cocking oil paper-sparing, thatch, tree, vermil, tinctured, worm oil wood. Short wall, machine stage, cloth, seapost. Yeah, I'm getting spammed to hell. Like, I get 5 a day, and it's been happening for a couple of weeks now. And I knew they'd come in handy somewhere.
Well, these are a lot more fun than the Viagra pills and the cheap wares I can buy.
Oh, this is the one I got in the mail. The subject line is, "So spell he necropolis." No words of mine could tell you how Wendy despised those pirates. To King, the Queen, and Alice were in custody, and under sentence of considered me with something that at times appeared like a mirth, and again with more particularity, and extraordinary approval, swearing at Alice did not quite know what to say to this, so she helped strength of it. Now Andy's tale reminded him of one he had already manor o' service. There he sat on his doup, and cowed the shuttle, my eldest daughter. Here's all the town busying with the fine piece of the worst of them all. He is the only man of whom Barbecue was afraid. Upon this, the young sailor turned another quick glance toward the cat, only grinned when it saw Alice. It looked good. What in kind of thing, says Grandfather. There can a be. They hardly ever stand still, he said, but for one moment Wendy take that for said. The question is now of myself. Am I to stand, or... And then, one night came the tragedy. It was the spring of the could neither write nor spell, obviously, not the smallest word. He was above all old miser sitting chittering within the cold kitchen. About there, playing with the mermaids, they will find the cake end. And hard to believe this email is about a fucking watch.
Well, there was a news on the news lately that the English language recently had the addition of its 1 millionth word. So the language with the biggest vocabulary. I mean, Dutch only has like 100,000, 150,000. That's insane.
Did anybody say that about the African guy who had to marry his goat?
Through the magic of editing, this will all make some kind of logical sense.
Some kind.
Well, it just has to make sense to our twisted audience.
There you go.